This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Prior to the 2015 escalator speech that Trump gave, you had been lied to by the political class about immigration for 60 years with the help of the media and the backing of corporate America as primary beneficiaries of cheap foreign labor. On Thanksgiving Day, the president made a pretty good post on X that decried the destructive effects of immigration, including Somali fraud, on the heels of an Islamic terror attack that killed one National Guard member and wounded another. Now, the attack on Beckstrom and Wolf is the direct result of a Biden-era program that rolled out the red carpet for a pipeline of Afghan migrants. Now, notice that I didn't say unvetted migrants, which implies that there's such a thing as a vetted Afghan migrant. And it is, of course, impossible to vet a potential migrant from Afghanistan with any acceptable degree of accuracy. All Afghan migrants are, by definition, unvetted. And once again, we pay a very heavy price for an immigration system that benefits foreigners at the expense of you. And we're now in the position where we have to ask, what is a country? Now, a country has three components: a group of people living in a defined area under some sort of shared system of government. Who defines? Who determines the boundaries of the defined area? Well, the people do. Who determines if those boundaries are enforced and decides who ought to become a citizen? Well, the people do. Who establishes and maintains that shared system of government? Well, the people do. And there you see the pattern. Now, after, you know, or during Barack Obama's second term as America's continued demographic transformation made discussions about any other issue pointless by comparison, that's where a lot of people became single-issue voters. unless you ignore incontestable demographic patterns with voting because they make you uncomfortable, you have to accept the fact that immigration determines the outcome of every political issue. And as much as the left hates the truth, the Democrats embraced and bragged about truisms and the ensuing political consequences, and then they used these realities that they recognized to their advantage. So between 1965 and 2025, there were 15 presidential elections. Of those 15 elections, how many times did black or Hispanic demographic groups vote as a majority for the Republican nominee? None. Zero. Asian Americans favored the GOP in 1992. The first year they were accounted for as a separate group in exit polls, but the majority have voted Democrat every year since. I wish that wasn't true, but you can't ignore honest fact. Do you think the left hasn't noticed that? Do you think it's a coincidence that they're willing to import Somalis and Afghans and Haitians, but had a panic attack when we accepted 59 white refugees from South Africa? Now, prior to Trump, every Republican administration of the last 60 years pretended these realities didn't exist. They joined forces with the Democrats to remind us that we are a nation of immigrants. It's become ingrained in the way we think of things. As they barreled down a policy path to make the people we want to see in office unelectable at the national level. Now, except for the region where modern man first emerged, every place on the planet is populated by people whose ancestors originally came from somewhere else. So America is not unique. America was founded by settlers and their descendants, not immigrants, and most of the immigrants who came here before the 1965 Hart-Celler Act had more in common with one another than the hodgepodge of immigrants we receive today from every backward, primitive, violent hellscape on the earth. Nonetheless, ask the elites if immigration is a good thing. And if they're really froggy and they've been working out that day, a fist fight might break out to see who could be first in line to repeat some banality about how wonderful and infallible immigration is. For them, being asked if immigration is a good thing is like asking whether heat is good, without being told if the source of an electric blanket or a grease fire. There's not enough information to answer the question. Thomas Sowell wrote in Applied Economics more than 20 years ago, "There cannot be any blanket conclusions about immigrations in general because there's no such thing as immigrants in general." That's truer than ever before, you know? Yet, even the most destructive type of immigrations get consecrated by the Church of the Left. There's another group of migrants that strongly illustrates this reality. Ilhan Omar and her fellow Somalis. Now, as far as I can tell, the sole purpose of Omar's career is to illustrate why America should never take immigrants or refugees from Somalia. Omar once invited former Prime Minister of Somalia, Hassan Ali Khair, to speak at one of her Somali First rallies. Now, before he served as prime minister, Khair worked as an executive for Soma Oil and Gas, where he was investigated for ties to terrorist groups in Africa. And that shouldn't come as a surprise to anyone who understands that terrorism and fraud and piracy and, you know, violence are the chief accomplishments of the Somali people, including that recent welfare fraud scam that funneled millions of American dollars to a Somali terror group. Now, according to a translation that accompanied the video circulating online during his speech at Omar's rally, Khayr said the interests of Ilhan are not Ilhan's. It's not the interests of Minnesota or the interests of the American people. The interests of Ilhan are that of the Somalian people and of Somalia. And the crowd in Minnesota, dressed in Islamic garb and waving Somali flags, went wild with applause. Somalis have a very parasitic relationship with us here in America. During the heyday of ISIS, one in four terrorists who left the U.S. to join ISIS came from Minnesota. In addition to acting as a conveyor belt for terrorist recruitment, the city of Minneapolis has long struggled with this hostile and self-segregating Somali population because, you know, they're just not good. They terrorize the entirety of Minneapolis. It's very apparent that they need to be sent back to their beloved Somalia, I think, size. And if we don't, they're going to metastasize into something much worse right here. Now, for those that are out there pushing America first, we need to make sure they stay engaged and make sure they stay protected. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
We're supposed to have self-government here. And all of this depends on your freedom to associate, to build institutions, and to support them without fear of reprisal. And that's being strained in ways that would have been unthinkable a generation ago. Now, financial power has tilted sharply leftward, and as dissent is met with pressures that sort of resemble the soft instruments of totalitarianism, donor privacy becomes a constitutional safeguard rather than simply a concern for procedure. Now, we've looked at the safeguard and why the durability of conservative schools and charities and civic organizations now requires defending it. Now, remember in 2022, the red wave that failed to materialize, Republicans began to grasp for culprits. Trump, candidate quality, extreme positions on various issues, and so on. It became a scramble for explanation, and the party lapsed into diagnosis. And we forgot about practical politics. Then we had a voice from Ohio that cut through the noise. J.D. Vance, still a senator-elect at the time, published a pivotal essay reminding Republicans what it actually takes to win a political fight. And he raised a point no one was eager to discuss, but one that still deserves your attention if you want to continue to win. He wrote, "Ideas do not ultimately win elections, nor do they win political or cultural fights. To sustain the party and the movement at large, the GOP needs money. Republicans have a finance problem, one that goes beyond party committees and campaign cycles. The left regularly outspends the right, from political dark money to nonprofit organizations and foundations. And if conservatives fall behind financially, they forfeit the terrain on which the next generation of political fights will be decided." See, with Trump, Trump doesn't need money. Trump creates a media event just when he opens his mouth. But the rest of the GOP needs money. So our institutions are at risk without a sufficient donor base. Classical schools educate children rather than indoctrinate them with wokeness. Conservative think tanks and publications provide some intellectual firepower that might actually shape public policy. And charities, rather than the ever-growing welfare state, are the proper way to care for the most vulnerable members of society. And without well-funded, conservative-type institutions, we have no meaningful alternative to massive government and the progressive NGOs and plenty of funding and savvy Gen Z marketing teams. Now, the left, while they're out there using every available means, from lawfare to professional retaliation to physical violence, they intend to maintain control of American institutional life, hence your life. They intend to influence it. Under current federal law, most nonprofits with 501c3 status are required to file an annual Form 990, which includes a Schedule B listing the names, contact information, and donation amounts of major contributors. So one of the things that the donors to these institutions face is, and they're already facing social and professional and legal pressure, is the prospect of their identity being stored in a federal database. And that's no small thing. And while there's some small workarounds available, not much incentive to go along with those. And the danger the wealthy donor faces is not theoretical. We live in a climate where Charlie Kirk was murdered. We live in a climate where the head of United Healthcare was murdered. We live in a climate where pro-life pregnancy centers and Republican Party headquarters have been firebombed. With the president of the United States, when he was running again to be the president of the United States, two assassination attempts. So, in this environment, where there seems to be no protection at all, it is entirely reasonable that conservatives supporting controversial causes would want to stay out of the spotlight. Even apart from the threat of the physical violence, they're worried about extra scrutiny from government agencies like the IRS, right? When they went after the Tea Party. Now, U.S. Supreme Court has held, in the Americans for Prosperity, the BONTA, that the California Attorney General's demand that all charities disclose the names violated the Constitution. Now, recently, the Buckeye Institute, a conservative think tank based in Ohio, has filed a lawsuit against the IRS, arguing the same logic in BONTA applies to their collection of donor identities and contact information. If it is unconstitutional for the California Attorney General to demand donor information about every charity under its jurisdiction, why should the same not apply to the feds? And that's a pretty convincing argument. If donors fear the IRS has access to their identity, their contact information, and to a list of every organization they support, they will understandably hesitate. And here's the thing to remember. We have the Democrats right now saying, we'll be coming for you. We are not going to just let you do this. We'll be coming for you. We will prosecute you. This is why this is important. If people are legitimately afraid of the repercussions of exercising their rights, they will be less likely to do so. And this is very much unacceptable. You have the right and the need to remain anonymous, so you should not be subjected to targeted investigations or harassment or violence. And we have to fight that on every front. And you need to be aware that that's happening. This latest thing they're trying to do to Hegseth, especially with what I just discussed, all of this reeks of a psyop meant to influence what goes on today when the Democrats, as they plan to retake power, as they plan how they're going to reply to all of the people that we elected this time around. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
All right, garbage in, garbage out, as they say. This is the principle that if a system receives inadequate or bad data, then what you get on the other side is going to be just as flawed as what went in. And the same goes when you're reporting news. Now, the garbage leaks that went into the Washington Post's latest Get Trump hoax was so bad that even the TDS-suffering New York Times could smell the stench. The Post's Alex Horton and Ellen Nakashima claimed that Hegseth gave a spoken directive to kill everybody after a September 2nd strike left two smugglers clinging to the smoldering wreck. Which, in and of itself, is ridiculous. Unless he wanted to do it, I don't see where the Secretary of War has enough time to sit down and just watch a TV screen of a feed coming from a battle theater. But they tried to make out like this happens all the time, which it does not. That's why you have situation rooms where you have this kind of thing available to you, but it's not everywhere you go. And they, of course, cited two people familiar with the matter. And when you've got the New York Times coming along behind you going, nope, well, they know that something is amiss here. Hegseth, the four reporters wrote on the story, or in the story wrote, ordered a strike that would kill people on the boat and destroy the vessel and its purported cargo of drugs. And Admiral Bradley ordered the follow-up strikes that sank the disabled boat to complete the mission. Hegseth did not give any orders beyond that at that point. This is not the way the military works, okay? The military does not, I mean, it would be great if it did, but I mean, and sometimes in the heat of battle, you'll have a couple of guys wanting to get in there and micromanage what goes on. But really, truly, because of the fog of war, as they call it, that kind of real-time decisions dissemination is not really a viable thing to do. This is why in the military you have promotions. And this is why you have differing levels of leadership. And this is why as you rise through the levels of leadership, you go to schools to help you learn how to execute those levels. Now, when I was in the military and I was a non-commissioned officer, my first level was PLDC, Primary Leadership Development. Then came BNOC, the Basic Non-Commissioned Officers Course. Then came ANOC, the Advanced Non-Commissioned Officers Course. I was about to go to BNOC when I got out of the military. I didn't get out of the military and did not go to BNOC. I was actually sort of looking forward to it. But I digress. Hegseth's not, Trump's not out there getting out there and saying, hey, get out there. You know, Trump's not saying, hey, this thing that you just did over here on this coast or whatever it was that you just did, listen, go back and make sure that's that way. Trump's not doing that. Trump doesn't even know that's happening. He might get reports later on. He gets, you know, reviews and briefings and all these other things. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Ted and Greer. Yes, sir.
Hello, Mr. Frady.
Hey.
So, the war on drugs, we started this thing 40 years ago, if I'm correct, right?
I don't remember when it started. It's been going on a long time. We're not doing very well.
We haven't done anything. The war on drugs has been a joke. It's just been a tagline. And for once, we have somebody that's actually willing to do something. And now, the left has they're just enraged, man. This guy's actually doing something. And oh my goodness, and we have to stop. Apparently, they're okay with kids dying from fentanyl and the open border and just pouring drugs in and illegals. And these people are communists. I'm sorry, but they're flat out communists. Too strong?
Yeah. Well, I mean, all of these things. I just had a text come up and tell me that they disagree with me on this. Whatever the order was that was given. You know, as far as this goes, I'm sure that's exactly what was held out and done. As far as the war on drug is concerned, we either need to get really serious. And that's the thing about everything we do, though. If we went into Afghanistan, we should have looked at what the Soviet Union couldn't do, figured out why they couldn't do it, and did something different. Right?
Right.
If we're going to go into Afghanistan's the size of Texas, there was 30,000 hardcore Taliban. We couldn't take them out.
Yeah. Right?
So, I mean, I don't know why we went in there. Well, I know why we went in there. But at the same time, I don't know why we persisted in staying there, not really doing anything except getting some people killed and not really, you know, winning anything at all. So Trump's not that kind of guy. Trump's out there saying, okay, well, let's go do it. And let's do it all the way. And the political Trump class doesn't like that. Political class doesn't like results. They don't like that.
Trump is a man of action, and they can't stand it. Because right. By doing what he does, he makes everybody else look feckless and sorry and worthless. And we haven't done anything, and now we're finally doing something. I mean, he's done more against drugs rolling into this country than everybody before him since the 60s.
Right. Well, I mean, they don't like that.
I'm
because
happy with him.
Yeah, yeah. No complaints, right? No complaints.
They don't
I got no complaints.
Well, it makes them look like what they really are, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, come on, let's be real about it. If you're bent out of shape because you think he sent a second missile at a boat that people maybe should have survived from, these are people that don't care if your kids die from taking their drugs. They don't care.
Well, I mean, I was talking about it earlier. We got they say we lose 100,000 to fentanyl annually. Didn't we only lose 50?
Yes.
We lost 58,000 in Vietnam.
There you go.
In combat. So, anyway. Thank you, Ted. You have a good weekend. I'll be talking to you soon, I hope.
Thank you, brother. I will talk to you next week. Have a fantastic weekend. And one more time, Bill, thank you for being the best replacement we could have for Russ Castle.
Well, I'm you know, that's always going to be something I'm endeavoring to try to complete. So, thank you very much for that. I just got, listen, texter, and I'm talking to you. Your last four numbers of your phone number, 7803. You sent the same text to Gallagher this morning. And I don't care that, you spent time in the military and everything else. And I don't care why they were on the boat. And if you were in the military and you had somebody coming at you, I dare say that you didn't look out at them and say, I wonder why they're coming at us. I wonder why it looks like they're about to blow us all up. Maybe we should think about this before we take action. So, you know, don't be a one-trick pony. Do a little critical thinking on this, please. Please. It's not about racism. It's not about anything else other than violence and drugs and poison. That's what it's about. And we should prevent that at all costs. And if you're on the boat, if you didn't want to be on the boat and you're on the boat anyway, I'm sorry as I can be. Hard choices are going to be made, and they're going to be made rapidly. Has to be done. Has to be done. Anyway, Finland's president decided to lecture us, and I'm just thinking, what? This is News Talk 98.9 WORD. All right. Like an Ivy League university professor, we have Alexander Stubb. The president of Finland takes to the pages of Foreign Affairs to lecture us about his preferred New World Order, which I find amusing. He calls it values-based realism, and he describes it as a new symmetry of power among the global West, East, and South, where countries would cooperate in tackling the most pressing global challenges, like climate change, under the auspices of a reformed United Nations. Who's reforming them? Finland? The professor president of Finland wants his country and other small states to have an outsized role in this new world order. Well, I'm afraid that's just not possible, pal. See, here's the thing. I love it when these little guys show up. He says the world has changed more in the past 4 years than in the previous 30. Well, what would you do about Russia, Finland? What would you do about the Ukraine? What would you do about the Middle East or the wars in Africa? Did you participate in GWAT? Did you participate in Iraq and Afghanistan? In the Russian invasion of Crimea? The Arab Spring chaos? The tribal fighting in Rwanda and Yemen and Ethiopia. You may think you are part of a new world order, but you're not. You are at best a passenger, Finland. I guess I should have prefaced this by going, hey, are there any Finnish people listening today? Professor Stubb believes that since the end of World War II, the world has been living under a rules-based international order. And this rules-based international order witnessed wars in Korea and Vietnam, crises in the South China Sea, Suez, Lebanon, Berlin, and Cuba, Arab-Israeli wars, the Sino-Indian conflicts, the Khmer Rouge genocide, the Vietnamese boat people, Islamic terrorism, and many other instances of strife, tragedy, and disorder. Well, all of that happened, President Stubb, due to the fact that we haven't developed warp drive. You know, I've seen that. Once we make a warp drive cruise, the Vulcans will come down and all this stuff will be perfectly set up and we won't have to worry about that kind of strife anymore. Because unless that happens, you mental midget, you haven't got a clue as to what to do with it. That's the thing. He predicts that in the next 5 to 10 years, it will determine the world order for decades to come. And once again, when that gets decided, you won't be one of the ones out there saying, yeah, and we're in charge. Now, actually, what's probably going to happen is that strife and tragedy and disorder will continue to occur. There's a publication called Wasteland. It describes the current state of world affairs as global Weimar. He said, we do not live in a world governed by a rules-based order or polite gatherings of the global elite like to define it. He says it's a world of broad overlapping areas of tension, raw intimidation, and military standoffs. And as for President Stubbs's cherished United Nations. Kaplan calls this a talk shop more important to the global elite itself than the world. The UN is nothing more than a big lecture hall. And lecture they do. Now, in what has got to be, I don't know how I would put it, but when it comes to world affairs, nations pursue interests that may or may not be consistent with their values. And the professor president also suffers from the Ivy Leaguer tendency for self-love. After the 9/11 terrorist attacks in 2001, he writes, the West turned its back on the values that it claimed to uphold. Its commitment to international law was questioned. international law. Who polices international law? Who polices that? Who polices that? Well, most of the time it's us you call. You know, you can get out there and talk about United Nations and NATO all you like, and it comes down to the United States. Russia, okay, Russia, which is being tested right now as we speak, in a conventional sense, is they're second rate. They're not quick enough. They don't adapt fast enough. And the Ukrainians, if they had a few more people and a lot more money, might be able to make a fight of it. But the Russians themselves, not exactly what I would call battle-tested successes. But I don't know what we were supposed to have done after 9/11. I don't think we did the right thing after 9/11. I think we should have gone in a different direction. I do think we ended up getting the right guy, but we just, it was like one of these crazy GPS journeys you take where you know it's right down the street and it takes you 10 miles out of the way to get to that point, you know? But I love it when a globalist, a part that the global elite that, you know, when they get out there and they start talking and they want to, in this guy's case, he wants to heighten Finland's importance and role in the world. And he said, small states such as mine are not bystanders in the story. But yes, you are. Yes, you are. Now, if he really wants to be relevant, what he should do is probably go back to the Ivy League school or wherever it was he came from. Because I got no bones to, you know, no bones at all with Finland as a country. But getting out there and saying, Finland plans to take a leadership role in the world. Well, sure. Sure they do. I'm sure they'll make the top five. Like, did you know, for example, the fourth largest land army in the world is the Hare Krishnas? I'm sure you'll make the top five, Finland. I'm sure you will. Coming up next, it is the Charlie James Show, and this is News Talk 98.9 WORD, the voice of the Carolinas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
So
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover's accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.